Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. It will be the 11th and 12th, I beg your pardon, it will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharat at 2047 is the ambition of every Indian. He said this while addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. Briefing the media after the meeting, CEO of Niti Aayog, B.V.R. Subramaniam, quoting the Prime Minister, said that states can play an active role in achieving the target of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said, "This is the decade of technological and geopolitical changes and also of opportunities." The Prime Minister appreciated the aspiration districts program anchored by Niti Aayog. Mr. Modi said, "Reforms like NEP, schemes like Mudra, PM Vishwakarma, PM Swanidhi, reforms in criminal justice system should be utilized for bringing about transformational change in Indian society and economy." The Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog was held at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Center. Mr. Modi, who is also the chairman of Niti Aayog, chaired the meeting. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers as ex-officio members, special invitees, the vice chairman, Suman Beri, and members of Niti Aayog attended the meeting. A meeting of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers from BJP ruled states was held at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP chief JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and other senior BJP leaders attended the meeting. Mr. Modi engaged in deliberations with the chief ministers and deputy chief ministers on a range of issues. This meeting took place following the Lok Sabha elections and shortly after the presentation of the union budget. The meeting is held in regular intervals and is aimed at reviewing key schemes in states and delivery of central government welfare initiatives. The Ministry of Earth Sciences celebrated its 18th Foundation Day at its Prithvi Bhavan headquarters in New Delhi today. The ministry was founded on 27 July 2006 and marked nearly two decades of significant contributions to Earth system sciences. The ministry launched many publications to commemorate the day. This include a consolidated report on the 14th Indian Arctic Expedition 2023-24 and a catalogue entitled Taxonomy and Systematics of Anamuran crabs from the Indian Exclusive Economic Zone. At least 30 Palestinians have been killed and over 100 wounded in central Gaza following an Israeli strike on a school that was sheltering injured and displaced Palestinians. However, the Israeli military said the target of the strike was a Hamas command and a control center located within the school compound, which was being used for launching attacks against Israeli troops and storing weapons. The Israeli military added that they had issued a warning to civilians before carrying out the strike. In badminton, in the men's doubles category, Satwik and Chirag start off their campaign with a straight game win. Indian duo defeated the home favourite Lucas Corvi and Ronan Labar 21-17, 21-14. Satwik and Chirag will next take on German pair Lumsfors and Seidel on Monday in their second group stage clash. In the men's singles, Ace Shuttler Lakshya Sen defeated Kevin Corden group stage match 21-8, 22-20 this evening. In hockey, the Indian men's team has kick-started their campaign against New Zealand tonight, with the match currently underway. At halftime, scores are level with 1-1. Mandeep Singh scored an equaliser for India in the pulled India back in the game. In shooting, India's Manu Bhaker has secured a place in the final of the women's 10-meter air pistol event, finishing third with an impressive total score of 580 points and 27 in the qualifying event in Paris Olympics. In the men's single sculls event, India's lone rower Balraj Panwar finished fourth and will now participate in the repechage round tomorrow. In table tennis, Harmit Desai defeated Jordan's Yamanjaid Zor Abo 11-7, 11-9, 11-5 and 11-5 in the men's singles event to qualify for the round of 64. And that is the end of this news bulletin.